I can't think of anybody special, but I've heard them say Big Mama.
Yeah. You
said
I was the youngest of five?
Kids.
Okay. Any other?
Children.
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in it, it'll lie down.
You mean like a buggy or a carriage?
Okay. They have that hood over
sort of thing?
The buggy and carriage is the same thing?
I think so.
Okay, say you put the baby in the buggy and then you go out and plug the baby.
Somebody would call it, take them strolling or something, but I don't know.
Okay. And you say you might have a son or a...
daughter.
Okay, or a boy and a...
girl.
Okay. And when we're going to have a child, you say that she's...
pregnant or expecting.
Okay. Was that word pregnant nice to use when you were growing up?
Oh, no, you didn't say pregnant. You didn't even say expecting. You just didn't say... My grandmother would say, she's that what?
That sounds really funny.
Yeah.
That's just like her.
They just didn't talk about it, usually.
What, were there any sort of funny expressions you've ever heard to refer to a woman being pregnant? Like, say, she swallowed a pumpkin seed, or she...
Yeah, I've heard that, but I...
her foot, or anything.
Or she ate too much, or something. Or something like that. But I couldn't tell you any special incidents.
Yeah. Say, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, you might send for this woman.
Midwife.
Okay. And, say if a boy has a... and his father had the same appearance, you know, the boy has the same color hair, same shape nose, everything. You'd say that the boy...
resembles his daddy.
Okay. What if he has the same behavior, the same mannerisms?
So they act just alike.
Okay. And what if, say, if his father was just sort of no good and had bad habits, you know, and as the son got older, it looked like the son was going to turn out to be the same. How would you say that?
Like father, like son.
Okay. Say if a mother's looked after three children until they're all grown up, you'd say that she's what? Three children?
She's reared or raised three children.
Okay. And say if a child was misbehaving, you might tell them, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
whooping.
Okay. What is...
or whipping.
How... would you use different terms to... say if you're talking to a, say, 4 or 5-year-old kid, would you say the same thing that you'd say to a... say,
or someone call it a thrashing. It's on who's doing the talking. Usually they would.
Well, people,
spanking, really.
Would people talk to, say, a 4-year-old and say, give him a thrashing? Or would you...
they usually say, give you a spanking.
Okay. And say, what about, say, one boy might say to another,
you mean like I'm going to knock you down, or...
yeah, would they say... whip you or thrash you or...
no, they'd say whipping. I'm gonna whip you, or I'm gonna whoop you, or I'm gonna knock you down, or...
okay. Say if Bob is 5 inches taller...